From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. After a day of building excitement and anticipation in Egypt, tonight, disappointment and outrage on the streets. President Hosni Mubarak had been widely expected to step down, but that is not what he announced in a speech late tonight on state television. Mubarak repeated his promise that he would not run again for president in September elections. He added this, as we heard it through an interpreter, on Al Jazeera English.
And I also announced that I will similarly remain adamant to continue to shoulder my responsibility, protecting the Constitution, safeguarding the interests of the people until the authority and power is handed over to this to be elected by the people in September coming.
President Mubarak also announced proposals to amend some articles of the Constitution, and he said he transferred some of his powers to the country's new vice president, Omar Suleiman. Well, joining us now from Cairo is NPR's Eric Westervelt to help sort all this out. And Eric, why don't you describe the reaction among the huge crowd gathered there in Tahrir Square as it became clear that President Mubarak was not stepping down as president?
Well, Melissa, as soon as he began to speak, I think a lot of people in this packed square who beforehand had been anticipating a very different announcement, they thought they'd get an announcement of his resignation. They reacted in stunned silence. They knew that this was not the speech they were expecting, and then they immediately switched into angry, defiant shouts of get out, and tomorrow, tomorrow, calling for the biggest demonstration yet tomorrow. Many, many people in the square that I talked to reacted really with visceral anger, and they felt they were really stunned. They thought tonight was going to be a very different historic night for them, that this would be a change of power, and they didn't get that at all.
And there were scenes all through the day of just jubilation and dancing and a lot of slogans that this was their moment of freedom. So the notion that power has been transferred to the vice president does nothing to fulfill those goals, I take it.
It really doesn't. They didn't see this as a transfer of power. He may have transferred some powers to Vice President Omar Suleiman, but really everyone we talked to in the square tonight saw this as just another reshuffling of the Mubarak regime, more cosmetic changes, and did not meet their core demand that he and his regime, you know, leave immediately, transfer, many want, to a transitional government that would lead to free and fair elections. They just saw it as more tinkering around the edges. And people also that I talked to felt that he had a sort of patronizing, condescending attitude tonight. He sort of referred to people as, you know, I'm speaking to my sons and daughters, and you've done good, I'm proud of you, but now it's time to go home. And many people felt like he still does not get our core demand.
Eric, I want to play you some tape from Egypt's ambassador to the U.S. who called in to CNN tonight. Let's take a listen.
The president has transferred his authority under Article 82 of the Constitution to the vice president to undertake all presidential authority that is incorporated in the Constitution.
And Eric, I gather from what you're saying, for the protesters there in Tahrir Square, that's window dressing. It means nothing at all.
That's right. It is window dressing. And importantly, in the speech, I think President Mubarak also said, we won't accept or listen to foreign interventions or dictations. Again, people in the square said, look, this isn't some foreign plot. This is a revolt of the people, and we demand fundamental change, and we're not getting that. Also, importantly, I think, Melissa, Mubarak's vice president, Omar Suleiman, who he allegedly transferred some powers to, went on TV right after this event. He again blamed this revolt on foreign interference, on foreign media. He called on the protesters to go home and get back to work, and I think somewhat ominously warned protesters of the, quote, dangers surrounding you.
And Eric, any sign that those protesters are heeding that warning to go home?
Well, the square has gotten smaller tonight. Some people are going home for the evening, but they're really vowing that tomorrow will be a mass demonstration and that they may take the demonstration and protest to different areas of the city to try to get their message across.
Okay. NPR's Eric Westervelt in Cairo. Eric, thanks very much.